Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the NXT Dubai preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hamflett and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT Dubai. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. And I only review NXT Dubai, but also EW, mate,
this is Rampage, baby.
So it's pay-per-views, premium live events, we have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, though, joined by Hamlet Sidgwick to look ahead to NXT.
Piss off.
What did you make? I haven't had a chance to talk to you. What did you make of last week's episode, of course?
Too much, because I needn't have watched it, because I wasn't reviewing it. I forgot we had various training or meetings or something like that, and I remembered I'd gotten away with that one, and it was me and you, wasn't it, Sitch? We did the Dynamite preview and didn't have to review NXT, but I watched it anyway. What a waste of time that show feels when you realise that you needn't have bothered. I will give credit, because she never gets any on this podcast, I liked, in spite of myself, Natalia and Cora Jade's thing. I like that little bit of business.
Cora Jade... Stone Cold Cora Jade, sorry.
That's when you ruined it. But
do you want to take a guess at what Dave Meltzer awarded it?
Oh, I'll go 2 and 3.
3.25 stars.
There it is, 3.25. But that's like particularly good for them for NXT 2.0.
He's high in fours out on NXT 2.0.
Is it
really? Oh, yeah. Like every
it's like
time,
a nice opener or something.
He's every time four. Dolph Ziggler stepped through those ropes, he got 4 stars.
4 stars.
You get less crap at wrestling.
I also admired the red druids upgrading the look to like having like crushed velvet red druid gear as well. It was like, well, you know, Joe Gacy is showing, he's giving you a reason and a motivation to be with him because you're blowing up.
I've got quite a few games for tonight's show, one of which involves Joe Gacy, which we'll get to. But yes, what did you hear anything about in the Twitter sphere about last week?
No, not really. The difference between me and Hamlet is I'm a very neurotic guy. He is as well. He can be a bitch like me as well. But true. The difference is I'm a hardwired organization in terms of my life. I will do it to an extent, but when it comes to certain things, I just cannot get things out of my head. Like, this must be done. This must be done. Do it. The second that I realized, I'm not available to do the podcast...
Daily alarm,
7 o'clock in the morning. So I don't have to watch it. I do not have to watch it at all. And it was just great. I read that Cora Jade did well. Mm-hmm. That's all.
The best bit of last week, wasn't it, Hanford, was Tony D. With Tony D and Santos.
I mean, we know they listen. But of all the weeks to prove it, celebrate it, and attempt to kill the game, I think... by making it as blue as they possibly could. They've spotted the Wilborn trick.
Yeah.
Dropping swears in at the end of the Tony D thing. Instant pop. They're like,
hey, Tony.
Just do that.
F you.
The Chase U visual gag bit was actually pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
I tell a lie. I saw a gif of Roxanne Perez do that suicide dive, and it was unbelievable. Like, the gap was so tight. She had to go through someone's legs and two sets of ropes and then put her arms like buy asides to do that and then extend them very mm-hmm. quickly and hit a convincing double clothesline on Toxic Attraction. That was awesome.
And Buzz Lightyear's wings.
Yeah.
Just come up with something like that.
It was unbelievable.
And Tiffany tagged with Grayson Bloody Waller.
Yeah.
Which was very enjoyable as well.
And chemistry felt good. No, that was the Seth Rollins tunnel, obviously, where Saray goes from being like innocent schoolgirl to like kick-ass wrestler, had the same effect on Chase U.
Ah.
So, like...
Bodhi Haywood got pigtails.
Bodhi Haywood was a woman.
Oh, and God, Andre, that's not good.
Andre Chase had, like, a different colour jumper.
Blue. Well, blue.
I'm not saying it's bad to become a woman. I'm saying the optics of them doing
yes.
it.
Oh, yeah. Stupid, crazy tunnels. But you're gonna look stupid like a woman when you used to be a man.
It's like it's a really cute like visual gag, like especially like Andre Chase and the different colour jumper, and they're all looking like they don't know how this has happened. They've lived this stars in their eyes moment. But then you step away for just a second, you think about it, and you're like, ah, so it's not Saray's magic power. It's actually the tunnel. why isn't it doing it to other people then?
And nothing happened when Tiffany Stratton just beat her up through the tunnel.
Yeah, she didn't change back on the way through. No.
Right.
So it's a one directional magical tunnel.
Well, no.
For everybody but nobody.
No, because Tiffany beat her. Tiffany beat her.
I thought you were going West Country there.
She beat her all the way back to Bristol.
She beat her out into the ring. So
that's right, yeah. She knocked her through the tunnel, but she was
that,
fine.
But that, well, nothing happened at that point.
No.
I think the commentary technically said she didn't have time to travel. Which sort of gives it away a little bit. Anyway, let's talk about Tony D. Let's talk a little about whose family runs NXT 2.0.
Bron Breakers?
The McMahons?
Well, tonight we're going to find out if it's the D'Angelos or the Escobars, because there's been kidnappings aplenty, some might say. How do you see this one playing out?
Tony D'Angelo wins. Inexplicably has been as the program that has been designed to babyface Tony D'Angelo, the wrestler with all the cool moves. There's two gangs of people that kidnap and commit crimes, right? And one of them's going to turn babyface. And
do you need to do a musical number?
The West Side Story thing. And they've gone with, and I get why, actually, they've gone with the person that has generated more conversation, more memes, and other stuff that's happened outside of this podcast. And Tony D'Angelo, because Santos Escobar was, I think he's tried admirably to fit into the 2.0 world, but like all the rest of them, he's a Triple H guy first. And he's there to be picked off by one of the ridiculous caricatures of which Tony D'Angelo is. But, yeah, they've made a babyface out of the mafioso with all of this, and I expect him to win. They could have him lose for carrying on the feud, but
they're having the match tonight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the payoff, as it were. But, like... They could carry it on. I don't think they will. I think Tony D'Angelo wins tonight. And, yeah, I think they'll look at this as being like, thank you very much, Santos, for... thinking about the future of the business. He's like, are you kidding me? I dressed like the ultimate fucking warrior at the last takeover for you. And now he had me put over this guy, this schmuck.
I like the procession of really talented wrestlers who exist now to put over Tony D'Angelo. You just, God bless him, works like his IRS. Like, what? He's just got a funny Sopranos voice. What are we doing here?
I've got to say, I completely agree with Michael Hamflett. So I think he wins and he runs NXT.
Moves are going to happen.
Can I have some advice? Yeah, just please try and treat all these people I carefully pushed for 5 years with a bit of respect.
So
Santos has been ready for the main roster for a year at least, though.
He was ready since before he started.
Yeah.
They all are.
They all are. That There's is. No need for the system. AEW has firmly established this. Some wrestling will happen in the correct WWE order. It won't matter who the heel and who the babyface is because the fans in the NXT 2.0 arena will go, this is awesome. I don't know why they're like Blink 182 all of a sudden. This is awesome. This is awesome.
Brian Breaker, where are you?
Hey. The rest of the roster is going to be taking up the pants and jacking it. Huh? They're all air horny. They're all horny.
The girls when they're still in college.
So, Tony D is going to win. He's going to show no discernible signs of improvement in the ring. And, you know, that'll be that. Maybe they'll do a trios with the two schmucks there.
Wrong time of year for war games. What a shame. What a pity.
What a pity. They could do so. Hey, bring it up the calendar. They'll, there'll be, you know...
League the blood and guts is happening on the other side. So they do War Games first.
I think that there will be some kind of chicanery at the finish.
Oh.
Because if you look at, you know, the respective gangs, two sets, there's two squads.
Yeah.
Two families. Trios match. Could be. Trios match could be on the table here. Because you got two schmucks. Stacks and Dimes. And they're one of the best goddamn tag teams in the world.
Because they both
but Cruz Del Toro got kidnapped, let's not forget.
Oh, did he?
Last week, sorry, yeah.
So is that... Hold the phone here. So his whereabouts is where?
Well, they said... They implicated that they may have killed the guy. They said they put him in a boot with no air, if I'm right. But I think he said he was going to crack it so he could get some air. Just needed his consigliere back.
So they did all this. The guy's whereabouts still unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And Santos Escobar presumably is not going to give a goddamn flying f- because he's working a fucking match with the Tony D. Is that what happens here? Does he not care about his friend?
He does, but he likes what he told Tony D. Despite the fact he his friend kidnapped to f himself basically at the end of their conversation last week. So yeah, we'll wait and see how this one plays out, and we'll get back to this. I'll circle back to it when we get to the Tony D'Angelo Predictor game.
Oh God, there's more of this.
Well, basically, I've just written something out that I really want to say.
We're going to play the Tony D'Angelo Predictor. We're going to play the Tony D'Angelo Predictor.
Yeah. Sitch, what's next in Bron Breakker's journey?
Don't care. What was last?
Well, I've got a game for you. I've got a game for you. That's what I was going to ask. You can't take part in this because you know already.
It's all right, I've forgotten.
Joe Gacy.
Probably missed the last 2 weeks.
Okay, well, doesn't matter. You just, because we remember about the...
The barbed wire.
The Mountain of Omnipotence on Monday Night Raw. You remember about the tolerance clay. Last week, Joe Gacy said he would open what? Can you remember this?
No.
This may have just been the write-up on .com, but... Or may have been a web exclusive.
Open up...
I'll give you a point for the thing that he opened and the word that he used to describe it, a bit like clay intolerance.
A dialogue of welcoming.
It's good, but it's not right. Hamlet?
I honestly can't. Gates of Mercy.
Close. He was going to open up a door of inclusion.
They were trying to fold Gacy's fiend into the old Joe Gacy after he'd had his defeat, basically. Right. It's just the two druids now.
Presumably, Breaker comes back tonight because he was just left in that field last week.
What?
Yeah.
Do you remember he kidnapped him?
Well, I didn't watch it.
No, but the week before.
Carried him out on a barbed wire.
I didn't watch that one either.
Oh, yeah, you were doing. Yeah, yeah,
that was a network exclusive, to be fair.
Yeah, he got carried off on a barbed wire stretcher, kidnapped, and then Joe Gacy said, "You're really on your own now," and he left him in a field.
This Bron Breaker is an idiot. It's got, honestly, how does he even function? His dad's getting kidnapped. He's going into cages willingly and somehow not getting kidnapped and then getting kidnapped. How the hell am I meant to get behind Bron Breakker?
I want him to return still in his singlet, but with like patches of grass sticking out of it. Like a grass stain on his knee or something like that.
I've been through a lot to get here.
My journey.
I had to go through some nettles.
So there's just
rubbing Dockley.
He's got to wreck a few druids tonight, surely.
Yeah. So they took guy with potential to be next 1998 Goldberg. And they turned him into arsehole who frequently gets lost.
That's and 2003 Goldberg.
Yeah.
Both at once.
Fuck, it's comedy. It's just the word. It gets harder to watch. On a weekly basis, the actual physical experience, loading up my goddamn phone there, accessing certain websites that the man might not like. Not the best accent. I just want to play on Wordle. Just want to play Wordle, and then I play Wordle. Oh, finish that now. I'm gonna watch this. And I just feel nothing.
You ever played Quirtle?
No, it's too goddamn complicated.
I like Quirtle, but the four of them, you just line up NXT 2.0. Porno, 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 porno.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We have got a really exciting match to actually look forward to tonight, and that is Cameron Grimes teaming with Solo Sikoa, who says he's got next after Cameron Grimes faces Carmelo Hayes at In Your House, I think it is.
Yeah, they're doing it in your house.
Cameron Grimes and Solo Sikoa teaming up against Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams. This should be great.
Can Apollo Crews stop the Hurt Business? That's what I want to know on this week's NXT. I'm sick of this. I am sick of this. We have had title matches, triple threats, singles matches and the like where, yes, the quality is like almost assured. Sometimes these matches miss, but by and large they hit. And especially...
But Melo don't miss.
Yeah. Like, except sometimes.
Except sometimes when he does can't dare
miss. But most of the time he doesn't miss. Like, they put in the opener and it'll be well received. If not, there's a chance it might die because by this point you've gotten sick of the other NXT 2.0 nonsense. But these matches tend to get that opening spot. You know, the old dynamite trick. So by talent of the same skill level. It'll be 3.5 stars, 4 if Dave likes it. I just, the problem is I don't care anymore about like Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams finally getting their bloody hands on Cameron Grimes and trying to get the belt back. They've tried to tease out the prestige of the singles match and I don't think there's any left. I just don't think there's any left.
I'm into it, I will say that.
Like, are we supposed to be looking out for it? Solisco makes the save last week. And you're supposed to like buy him as a bit more of a serious threat. Yes, he's lost in the big matches thus far because he's inexperienced, but he's still hard as nails, so he can help as you, as Cameron Grimes' friend. Are we supposed to be looking for a turn?
I don't think so. I think it's implied that Sikoa did the whole thing where he handed him the belt and he was holding onto it briefly. But for now, you just got to keep things going with those two. Sikoa knows he's got next. There's no reason for him to do anything for the time being. He's just helping out a guy because he's at a disadvantage. I just want to do, and this is another in the big book of Adam's ridiculous feats of impossible physicality, Trick Williams gets pinned. Obvious reason you'd have him in the match to lose via a simultaneous Samoan drop and cave-in, please.
You've pitched harder
like a high angle Samoan drop.
Where does his legs go?
So like, no, he does, you know, like
when jumps over Sikoa's shoulders whilst he's letting him go, cave-in same time.
To make it more Wilbon-like, remember when...
One of them goes, "Hey!"
remember 3 Minute Warning destroyed the lesbians? And one of them...
I mean, let me see if I can remember that. Yes, I can.
One of them threw a poor woman halfway up in the sky.
Yes.
Cameron Grimes caved in from there.
Yeah.
Like in mid-air. Bang, got him.
Grimes and Sikoa get the win, though.
Probably.
Okay.
Who's got the next shot at the belt?
Carmelo Hayes, then Sikoa's got next. That was the big thing last week.
Well, Carmelo Hayes wins. Do you pin? Maybe I wouldn't put myself into this corner if I had a wrestling promotion.
You pin Trick Williams.
Yes, I think Trick Williams is getting beat.
Did he boot someone in the face as a shoot last week? Or did it look good?
What? Well, oh, the beatdown of Cameron Grimes, you mean?
Because I saw a GIF where it looked like, well, if you just... I don't think you can GIF that when you've just kicked someone's head in.
I don't know about that, but did you see the Solo Sikoa Twitter situation? You probably would have done, because it gets like nothing in NXT, gets real numbers, but I just happened upon this one and I thought, oh, man. Poor guy. Solo Sikoa tweeted a picture of himself and it was like, for those asking, my trainers are so-and-so and so-and-so. And like, I think it was Carmelo Hayes. Somebody on the roster just quote tweeted it saying, nobody asked. And then there just proceeded to be like 30, 40 quote tweets saying nobody asked and people screenshotting, Solo Sikoa, where'd you get them trainers? No tweets found. Like over and over again. somebody brought that to his door and everybody was like, yeah, I think I'll have some of that. So the NXT 2.0 guy. Not scared of the replies. Wanted it on the trainer discourse. And,
The NXT Women's Breakout Tournament, it will continue this week, Sige. So far, two brand new stars in Nikita Lyons and Fallon Henley have gone through to the semifinals. So see if you can call this one, Sige. On one side, you've got Roxanne Perez. You know her. She's been all over WWE recently. She's hanging out with Wendy Jew. She's annoying Toxic Attraction. She's doing suicide dives that actually gets attention. She's facing corporate strategist Kiana James tonight.
She's got to work it out for her then.
And there's Tatum Paxley. You remember the power lifter that they talked about? She's facing, I'm not sure if you heard this person, Lash Legend. Who do you think goes through to the semifinals?
I forgot the names already. So Roxanne Perez versus
Kiana James.
And she is
she bring the corporate strategy to the wrestling ring.
Right, okay. Just for example, just, you know, a bit of fun. How would that work? How do those two disciplines mesh together? How does one inform the other? How can one help the other?
I'm sure this is all I can think of is PowerPoints and bloody Drew Gulak.
Listens to WrestleNomics, maybe, with Brandon Thurston, tries to bring that.
Good decision.
Why is she in NXT 2.0? She listened to that, she realised that this is a dying company, and she's better off going to any other. other than Impact, which gets, like, no viewers.
People really like it, don't they? Bless them.
There's 78 of them. No, Impact's doing, like, well this year. It's getting rave reviews. Do you see the Josh Alexander Ishii match? That was good. That was really good. I still don't know.
Roxanne Perez going through there?
I want to know, Wilborn, how being an office worker can assist your ability to work in a wrestling ring. Because at least Britt Baker has the lockjaw, right? Because she's...
Oh, I see.
Well, you know, it's an example of how you can now hold two jobs and one could help you do the other. I've got work in anatomy. You've had to really make your mouth hurt. Because I know the sensitive points because I'm a dentist.
Now, the stairs can be split into two. You put the head in the stairs and then put the other stairs on top of it really hard, like you were just photocopying something very aggressively.
I was going to say...
That's stomach.
Yeah.
I was just I'd phrase hole punch, but I don't know what it was.
Well, I'm sure Wade Barrett does.
Bloody hell, we're good.
You've seen the film Donkey Punch?
I hate that.
Well, first time she's punched a hole in her bloody life, I'll flip her over like a lever arch file.
You know, like, this question was designed to bring into focus how ridiculous this gimmick actually is. Could she... What did I do when I was in... I was in a more... In an office environment that didn't let me do this specific podcast. How would it help me wrestle?
She knows all about data entry. Speaking of entering...
Yeah, this bloody fucking Nikita Lyons, lads, ain't her. I just thinking of what
clap those cheeks.
The packet of plastic wallets would be called, and it'd be Polly in the pocket.
Anything else? So Roxanne Perez going through?
Yeah, probably.
Lash Legend.
Who's? I forgot the name of the wrestler.
She's facing Tatum Paxley, the powerlifter. I don't know if the mics will have picked that up. It sounds like something's just collapsed in this
building.
Somebody's
kicked off a marble run in our studio there.
Lash goddamn legend.
Clap, clap, snap.
Like, I looked at some numbers from one database. I looked at what we thought we held. This is my old office job.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit more complex than that, but you looked at two sets of numbers, two sets of data, and, oh, the real thing looks different to the thing that we are reflecting internally. So who's messed up where? How does that help me be a wrestler?
I've got one. She knows how to add passwords to spreadsheets, which means she can't get fired because Nick Khan can't get in.
Yeah, okay.
There we go.
Ah.
She's from NXT UK.
It's not even a tab anymore. Somebody's just got it in like an old Microsoft Word document, but it's on like Word 97 because they've only got old Windows on the one NXT UK yellow, like cigarette-stained yellowed computer, and nobody's thought it's not networked up to anything else. It's in the NXT UK Performance Center. I've been to fucking soft players that make better use of a warehouse space than that shit hole.
Is tonight the end of Diamond Mine? It's Creed Brothers versus the Viking Raiders God. 2.
It's been the end of Diamond Mine about four times already.
Every funeral I've ever been to is tonight the night we piss on their graves.
Damon Kemp was added to Diamond Mine last week.
I heard him described on Twitter. Well, I read him rather. Described on Twitter, Cable Stevenson's fail brother. I love like fail brother and fail son. He's bland as toast, isn't he?
Yeah.
Got a nout about him.
But it is a sign.
I like toast more.
It is a sign of Roderick Strong adding more people to the stable because the Creed brothers are clearly getting more and more pissed off. He interfered last time. They want to do it down the middle this time. So I don't know how you see this one playing out, whether or not they turn to the dark side or what.
I'm not a big fan of Only Fools and Horses, but this stable's triggers Bream, innit? Just keep changing the same bits and keep calling it Diamond Mine, but it's not at this point. Bivens is gone. He was the guy that set up half the people that were there when it launched are gone.
Ivan and I was doing a workout challenge last week, completely separate to it all.
Yeah, she like got some charisma, so she's going to be separated from that group. The Creed brothers are going to turn babyface. They're gone. Roderick Strong wishes he could be gone, and he's not allowed to be. He can't get out of his contract. The thing is, you'd feel sadder if the stable were a big deal, like a pushed concern. They've been a stable. Mm-hmm. They've been a group of people with the same name, but have they ever, you know, they didn't like win a war games together. They didn't earn their stripes again. They didn't beat the Undisputed Era as they were on the way out or anything like that. They've just
existed.
Yeah. Somebody said, oh, like take the Diamond Mine seriously. And you're like, well, there's nothing else to take seriously, so I might as well have these. But they've never won championships. They've never. So the Creed brothers will get over, I think. But I think they probably would have done in spite of all this. They had that.
Julius Creed absolutely rules. Mm.
Yeah, they've got the raw materials. They've had all that like really fun, rugged intensity that it probably would have. Something eventually would have got them over. So I'm not so sure you could even say Diamond Mine have particularly contributed to that.
No.
And Roderick Strong, you just sort of. I think he's a pitiable figure. On NXT 2.0. Like, if the stories are true and he has just tried to leave and can't, then he's just the same as so many of the wrestlers that want to get out of the contract and feel sad for them. If he's not and he's just watched his mates, his missus, a lot of his peers just depart this strange place, then he's shoot pitiable. I just see Roderick Strong and I don't think about the guy that smashes your back with this vast array of dazzling backbreakers. I just feel sorry for a guy that's probably not that happy in his place of work.
Yeah.
Who do you think wins out of Creed Brothers and Viking Raiders?
Creed Brothers.
Is that still going on?
Well, they're having the rematch because of the interference from Roderick Strong last time.
Run it back. When was this match?
A few weeks back.
Mm. Probably should have watched that one.
They win. I think the Viking Raiders have no reason to win, and this is the latest in the run of people that go down there
trying to do good for these young.
And they did the gimmick of, he did well, kid.
Leave this business better than how you found it.
That's like the thing that's the love of the. That's like the Undertaker's big speech.
Leave this business better than how you found it.
You know, when people ask me about legacy, I'm leaving this business better than I found it and boom, dang, bye.
real legacy.
Imagine Cora Jade there. What do you think? Like, I presume after last week, Wendy Chu is going to be the next number one contender, considering they Toxic Attraction beat her down. But now, is it going to be like Natalya coaching her, mentoring her, do you think?
Seems that way. And if not, they're going to mention it plenty. If she's not physically around, like, where's Bucci? She's back on the main. She's back on the main roster this week because other people with self-respect have walked away. Like, the idea from last week, obviously, was that she's earned respect. Cora Jade, right. Cora Jade is not an amazing pro wrestler or anything. But against the metrics of the old way of doing business on NXT...
Business.
She's sort of doing all right.
That's doing okay. Oh man, champ, I've seen a lot of people come through the old dusty trail known as NXT and Cora Jade. You might be the finest on four wheels. You're never on those four wheels. I can see the four wheels, but you're always on 2 feet.
Like, she loses the big match. Like, she lost at Stand and Deliver, but she was positioned as the one that could have got it done if it wasn't for all the other people in the ring. And she's lost here, but... It's that strange thing where just every now and then on NXT, one thing looks like it's actually being booked logically, or one thing looks like it's actually getting the care and attention of people beyond tits or...
Cum.
Or just rank stupidity and ineptitude. Cora Jade
and
is
not
that.
Like really strong arm and hand muscles cultivated by like strenuous and repetitive jacking off your cock, manipulating it to issue.
She's got one very strong arm from carrying a skateboard around.
To be fair, that is why Brogs Johnson is still
he's recovering faster from injury.
That's
than
what I was referring
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah. So there is a storyline development with this.
In NXT 2.0, Jack in it is stronger than stem cells. We'll just pull it. Now, that like, these defeats are... She's getting over in defeat, yeah, which is something so rare in WWE or NXT or anything that, like, Vince McMahon has a hand in. I don't think they're doing a bad job. I'm not sure her in-ring development is coming along as well as these creative developments, but they are purposely... Every now and then, she comes into Mandy Rose's orbit. Mandy Rose is like, I'm quite intimidated by you. See what obstacles I can put in front. Escape with the belt. The day will come. I don't know if it's going to feel as big as they want it to, because a lot of that will depend on how good Cora Jade has gotten or how decent Mandy Rose can be at supposedly being the veteran in that thing. But I think their intentions are good. I can't really fault this project.
And in the meantime, to begin the game portion of this podcast, where's Wendy?
I think Toxic Attraction are going to have to get their revenge for all the pranks and all the hijinks that Wendy Chu's been up to. So for the first time this week, we're going to not see Wendy Chu asleep, but we're going to see her more awake than ever, because she's just in civilian clothes, because Toxic Attraction have stolen and tear up
her
beloved onesie, or throw the bunny slippers in a fire, or something symbolic like that. It's about time for them, like, real heat stuff, real heat segment.
Nice.
So yeah, she's not going to be asleep.
Troubling.
She's not going to be asleep. She's going to stare down the camera and say, Toxic Attraction, I'm wide awake.
Joe Gacy's going to be saying, someone say woke.
I've not really been watching NXT. It's unprofessional. I promise that I'm scheduled to miss the upcoming review. Like, next time I go on holiday or something, I'll make sure to catch up with NXT 2.0. I don't really know the ins and outs.
You know that they stole...
I know that there are goddamn ins and outs.
Nothing but ins and outs.
They stole...
Is anyone actually like shag on this show? Or do they just like...
They're all talking.
They're all talking. Does Wendy Chu still fall asleep randomly? Has she not done that for a while?
More of a prankster. She's more of a single issue prankster these days.
Yeah.
She's very much silly shoes at the beach. I've got some silly string. You want some? Rather than sleeping. She's kind of made that her MO of late.
So she's like, she's gone through her Orange Cassidy phase and now she's doink.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good analogies on both counts. Water pistols.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
So...
Orange Cassidy only briefly, he dropped that orange juice on Jericho that time, didn't he?
Yeah, and oh my
they
God.
Pulled the doink all the way back. They were like, I'm not doing that
again. Yeah, I'm not doing that again. So Wendy Chu, it's not a case of where's Wendy in terms of where she might be asleep, but where she might be hiding, because she's sneaky prankster. To determine the answer to this question, suck all the fun out of the game. Not making about jokes, making about what's really going to happen. Like places where Toxic Attraction would hang out. So we know they've been to the tanning bed, tanning salon, and you know, like she's made her all red and yeah. Been at the beach, stole her shoes. Where else would Toxic Attraction hang out?
Cocktail bar.
The mall. Maybe that's more Strand.
Strand was just at the mall.
Maybe I like cocktail bar because they drink. Because they work hard and play hard.
We drink mojitos.
So that one drinks. I think they're more likely to have sex on the beach.
Yeah.
Or screaming orgasm.
Bloody hell, Vic. I'll be having one of them and I'll see what it's bloody. And no mistake.
I've never seen one of those before.
I know you bloody haven't.
You f***ing virgin. Sorry. So I think they'll be at the cocktail bar. Who's your waitress?
Oh.
Wendy Chu. So Wendy Chu is like, it's like dimly lit because they want to go into a nice sort of table. There's too many uggos in here. I don't know why they're Tiffany Stratton, but they
are. They should hang out with
them. Yeah. They get on. They really get on. That's better than that one day.
They get on.
So it's Toxic
Attraction. Maybe they're not Toxic Attraction, but they're Toxic Attraction's mate.
Yeah. Sat at a dark corner of the bar. They get away from the uggos, and that allows Wendy Chu to sort of see. And serve them the drinks undetected. And you know, they're looking at the phones or chatting about whatever, so they're not really paying attention to who served them drinks. And maybe when she puts something in there that like pace or like poison or like.
Oh And they have to like use like really crappy exposition. But luckily, Caden Carter and what's Katana Chance? Oh, they're, yeah. They're partying. Wendy, what are you doing? Cup of piss. Tip it into the cocktail glass.
It just says cup of piss on it.
Shake, 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 shake. Pour on some ice. Maybe it's crushed. Good colour to this. And, have a sip, drink piss. And, job's good. Prank finalised.
Oh, dear.
Toxic. Imagine that on your podcast notes tomorrow. Toxic attraction. Drink piss. It's actually happened. They've already shot it.
Oh, God. Oh, I mean, I just had them trying to find her to terrorise her a little bit more. And they go to where she normally sleeps. She's tricked them. She's put pillows in the shape of her body. And they pull it back and she's not there. But she's actually hiding in a locker in the locker room, which they then open up. But she's still asleep. But she's got those glasses with eyes on them and they think she's awake. So they go,
shut up.
Do you want to play another game?
Of course.
Like a 10-minute, give her a piece of their mind, like all the swearing, the whole deal, like just cut her to ribbons. And then they walk away. That'll learn her. And then she pulls a glass up. Oh, yeah. Somebody there, yeah.
So Cora Jade beat a legend last week. What other member of the WWE alumni section could she beat this week? We're who? Playing the game.
Who beat a legend?
Cora Jade. Oh, she didn't. She lost. But Cora Jade lost to a legend last week. But I've got the alumni section. This is normally reserved to the Raw and SmackDown, mainly the SmackDown previews. But I am scrolling through this, and I want you to tell me to stop and give me a number between 1 and 4, and this will be who Cora Jade...
You go first. I'll go first.
You okay.
Go
first. Who will she beat, or face at least, on tonight's NXT 2.0, Michael Sidgwick?
Keep going. Stop.
Right.
I think the streak.
You're all right at this level.
Oh, for God's sake. How are the... Right. 3.
Okay, I'll tell you. If you'd have said 4, it would have been Cora Jade versus Queen Charmel. If you'd have said 2, it would have been Cora Jade versus Primo Cologne. If you'd have said 1, oh my days, if you'd have said 1. Aiden Bloody Royce.
So hang on, who's either side of my pick?
Primo Cologne and Queen Charmel.
I can get this. R-S-T-U-P-U.
It's a Persia Parada, but it can't be because she's just not there, is she?
And it's before.
Pre.
Queen. It's got to be after pre.
Oh, yeah.
So P-U?
Queen Sherry?
No.
I can get this. Psychosis.
Psychosis is the correct answer. So that could be either that or Michael Hamflet, back to you.
Stop.
Oh, hang on. It's reloaded it now. Right. Oh, there's a WCW alumni one. That might be one for another occasion. I'm loading it now. Right, tell me when you want me to stop.
Stop.
Okay.
Do.
Is going to be Cora Jade versus Mike Kanellis.
What?
That's what I basically said during his entire Fed run.
Yeah. He's in Honor No More at the moment, which I have dipped into a little bit in Impact because they've made, and I kind of love them as a result. They've basically, like, people are just like, oh, God, these ring them on a bar. Like, they've made baby faces out of Bullet Club. Like, it's Jay White, Chris Bay, and the Good Brothers are coming out, and they're getting, like, huge bats, because it's like, I just like them. Yeah. I like them. I know who they are, and I enjoy this. There's some ring them on that Tony Khan doesn't want. Like, I know they're on a No More. It wasn't by choice. It's on a by choice. On a by necessity.
Finally,
they're all nice people.
Do either of you have...
I don't know. You never know anymore, do you? Bloody hell, wrestlers try really hard. All of them.
The bump, and it's like harsh. Yeah.
But it's just...
And tell them to.
No.
Mm-hmm. And tell them to stop bumping, didn't
I? You made baby face out of Jay White, for Christ's sake.
What are you doing? Jay White, baby face.
You're big.
Have you got either got anything for the Tony D'Angelo predictor?
Good jig.
You got anything for the Tony D'Angelo predictor?
Not really.
Okay.
Have you got anything?
Oh, yeah. It's funny you say that.
Santos, tonight.
This is what I'm pitching for him to say, obviously.
It's a pre-match promo.
Pre-match promo. I need your help for one bit of it as well. You don't know where it's coming.
Santos. Tonight you will learn why I am the new Don of NXT. I have spent the last week watching Fast and Furious movies back to back to remind myself of what it's all about. Family. Now I respect Cruz's code of silence.
I've been Googling mafia terms.
Now I respect Cruz's code of silence, so if you return my consigliere unharmed, I will remove his concrete shoes. And all I will do then, Santos...
Go down to D's.
Is simply smash your head in so bad that when it comes to all this sorry business, you will...
Forget about it!
And after that, the only whack you need to worry about is when you touch your cock watching 2.0. How you doing? So there you go. It's the 2.0 preview in the books once again. Let us know your thoughts ahead of tonight's show on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there. You can follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hamflett at...
Michael Hamflett.
You can follow Michael Sidgwick at...
M. Sidgwick.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. You can follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. And make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling for daily wrestling podcasts. We reviewed Monday Night Raw a little bit already on today, and tomorrow we'll be reviewing this goddamn show. How do you like that? But for now, my thanks to the Deadly Boys. My thanks to you for joining us once again on this journey. And we
this is a journey.
Will see you soon.
Goddamn it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.